Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up. We're running out of bed this morning. It is a Friday on B&E. Get them up, get them out, get them into a beautiful weekend in Austin, Texas. It's a big-time weekend. Big baseball series up in Fort Worth. We'll preview Texas and TCU. Great stuff going on through Major League Baseball. The NBA is really peaking right now for its regular season. We'll dive in there. And all the top stories of the day, and obviously the sports world in these parts and all over college football, shocked with the terrible news from the 40 acres yesterday, which we will talk about and try to put into words. It's really difficult to do as we get you up and out on this Friday morning. I appreciate you being there. Early bird always gets the worm, however you find us, and we make it easy. A lot of options. You got 104.9 on the FM dial, 101.9 on the FM dial, AM 1260, and you know we're always streaming live and worldwide on our Horn app, on your smart speaker. Of course, at hornfm.com as we get you going on this Friday morning. Appreciate you being there. Hug your loved one, Mr. Godbolton.
Yeah, it'd be a beautiful day today. Beautiful day to tell somebody how much you care about them, how much you love them. As we get ready for Mother's Day on Sunday, to all those mothers out there, to my mom up in the heavens above, I want to wish her a happy Mother's Day because she is the special one in my life still today. She's still very special. What a great sense of humor on your mama's day for some of the jokes that we'll have. She loved, because she was a skinny lady, and she loved your mama's so skinny. I mean, she loved them to death. And for so many years, as my mother, after I went to college, every time I'd speak to my mother, there was always some weird ailment. And so I'd answer the phone, I'd say, Mom, how you doing today? Well, you know, I just had the flu. A month later, well, you know what? Something's going on with my phlebitis. I mean, it was every day. Two wives of mine have gone through my mother, and they would say to me, you talk to your mom? I said, yeah, I talked to my mom. You know what? Well, one wife, really. My mother was dead before I got married the second time. And my wife would say, so how's your mom? And I said, you know how my mom is. And she would say to me, she goes, so what's wrong with her this week? It was like, but I love that lady. And for all the mothers out there, for your mom, E and Zay, happy Mother's Day coming up. They are special. All family is special, but those ladies are special people. And to go through what they've been going through over the last couple of years, grabbing that family and, Dad, you're working hard. Moms are still working hard, but that backbone and that meat is that mom. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. And ditto to that, to my mother down in Houston, who, you know, works every day still, listens to this show every morning from her home office and fires up the Horn app. And loves listening to you. Usually agrees with you more than me, which is good. That's what mom should do, right? Mom should typically.
Well,
she's more in line with your age bracket.
Well, yeah, we're wise. We're
older and wiser.
Older and wiser. Exactly. That's for sure.
Loves Zay, and you know, typically puts me in my place, which is good. That's what mom should do. So she'll be listening.
Good to
this
have
morning.
Her around. Still.
Absolutely, and thriving, which we love to see. Also
absolutely.
To Zay's mom and to all the moms out there,
and the soldiers at Fort Hood, and all the moms out there, and the daughters out there working it. Getting it done, who are our moms. So to Fort Hood, Texas, and all the soldiers all over this state, all over this country, to your moms, happy Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
No doubt. And obviously to the mother of my children and to the mother of all your children out there, or if you're a mother, happy
Mother's Day. Mother of children.
Because I know my wife's had quite the year. We all have.
Yes.
With job career changes and COVID and dealing with kids and kids off to college. So we've had a heck of a year at the Hogan House, and we're glad to be here. So happy Mother's Day to all those. And to your point about Yo Mama jokes, if you're new to the show, an annual, right, that was only interrupted last year by COVID because it didn't seem like the right time or place. But, you know, because your mother loved a good Yo Mama joke.
She loved them, man.
Even when she was with us.
That's right.
I think we had her on the show a couple times on Yo Mama Jake. Her mama's, your mama's so skinny Friday.
Absolutely.
It's something we've done for a long, long time. So, and I know you've put together a heck of a prize pack. So here's how we'll do Yo Mama Joke Friday. Preceding Mother's Day on Sunday, we'll open the phone lines every bottom of each hour. So 6:30, 7:30, 8:30, and 9:30 throughout the 4 hours. And we'll can load some phone calls up, kind of like the blitz we normally do at the end of the 8 o'clock hour. And we'll also take them on the text line, and we'll also take them via social media at the Horn ATX if you want to hit us with one there. We'll on our Twitch channel, apparently, when you're watching us on Twitch, you can send a message so we can take them there. And by the end of the show, we'll have our top two that get the most guttural reaction from us.
It'll happen. It's just kind of natural.
It is. Just, you guys are very funny. You're very funny people. And you have some great old school pull it out of your wherever it was, Yo Mama joke. So we'll have fun. Let's start with the serious news of the morning. And obviously there's a mother and a family here right here in our own community that are dealing with inconceivable grief at this moment. Let's start with your trending topics. Sinus and Snoring Specialist brings it to you. And yeah, the tragic and stunning news from UT yesterday, the confirmation that Texas sophomore linebacker Jake Ellinger passed away yesterday. The 20-year-old, younger brother, of course, of Texas former Texas quarterback Sam Ellinger. According to Austin police, he was found non-responsive at just after noon yesterday, about 12:18, at a residence on West Campus. In its initial report, the APD determined the death is not considered suspicious, but no cause or details were given. Ellinger arrived on the 40 acres in 2019 after a stellar high school playing career at Westlake. He received scholarship offers elsewhere to go play football, including in the Ivy League, but instead chose to join the Longhorns as a preferred walk-on and play with his brother under former head coach Tom Herman. Texas athletic director Chris Del Conte and head football coach Steve Sarkisian each issued statements late yesterday. Sarkisian said, in part, words cannot express the depth of our sadness and the huge void we are feeling, but above all else, our hearts pour out to Sam, Jenna, and Morgan, and the entire Ellinger family. Jake was a tremendous person and everything you could ask for in a student athlete. Much more positive news, eager crowd of over 7,000 fans on hand on a gorgeous night in Round Rock last night to see the Express open their 2021 season with a 6-0 win over Oklahoma City. E-Train wrote an excellent start from the lefty Wes Benjamin, a couple of two-run homers, one from the third baseman Charles LeBlanc. Catcher John Hicks also hit a bomb, and they beat the Dodgers to go 1-0. It opens a 12-game homestand for the Express. Game 2 tonight, 7:05. Bud Light Fireworks Friday out there on what should be another gorgeous night in Round Rock. Major League Baseball yesterday, Rangers and Astros both post getaway wins on getaway day. Rangers finished off a 3-out-of-4 series win in Minnesota with a 4-3 win in 10 in the Bronx. Meanwhile, Astros avoided a sweep at the hands of the Yankees thanks to the birthday boy, Jose Altuve. He blasted a tie-breaking 3-run homer in the 8th to push Houston past New York 7-4. Houston hosts the Blue Jays for 3 this weekend down in Minute Maid, and the Rangers welcome Seattle for 3. In Arlington. In Fort Worth, as we mentioned, it's game one of a massive three-game series in the Big 12 tonight. A packed house is expected tonight and all weekend to see third-ranked and first-place TCU host sixth-ranked and second-place Texas. Horned Frogs 15-3 in conference play. Texas enters at just two games back, 13-5 for head coach David Pierce.
Their bat-to-ball skills are very good. They're going to take advantage of going first to third. If you're lazy defensively, they're going to attack the strike zone with good stuff. And they're just a well-balanced team and playing with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be a fun deal.
Should be a fun deal. Graduation weekend in Fort Worth. Packed houses. You got 7:30 tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock on Sunday. All three games you'll hear right here on the Horn. Also tomorrow night, Austin FC takes their two-game win streak off to a 2-1 start through 3 to Kansas City to face Sporting KC in MLS action. In the NBA last night, how about the big win for the Dallas Mavericks? They hold off Brooklyn. The Nets in Dallas, 113-109. Luka had 24. Tim Hardaway Jr. added 23.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
Thank you to the people who care on the text line. No, we are not on fire at our building. There is a fire drill in our building, and typically when we get the email, because if you were hearing the loud buzzer, that was not Isaiah. was not you.
They can't seem to do that at like 5:30 or 5:45. It has to happen at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we get the alert a little after 6. They'll do the drill. They got to make sure it's all working, right? Again.
Yeah, they could do the same at 5:45.
Yeah, they could. They could.
It would still be okay. I'm here. I'd hear it.
Well, it's better than the actual fire drill. That's a fire test, like a fire maintenance test. There's actually like middle of the afternoon every quarter or so.
That's why we have to go outside, right?
Yeah, you got to leave. You got to go out.
That means you don't get to hear like Chad and Trey.
Yeah, they got to put it on record or something.
They just have to leave the building.
Yeah. You got to go out in the parking lot and stand around. And it doesn't matter if it's raining or 1,000 degrees, you know.
Yeah, you got to go out.
Typically, our building here in West Austin will provide like Amy's ice cream or something for everybody.
They do that, yes.
They do. That's very nice of them if we do have a fire
drill. And as I look down, they say, you'll jump from 4 floors. I'm like, no, I'll burn. Most likely, I'll burn. I'm not jumping out that.
Thank you for the concern, though. Thank you for hearing that, and we apologize. We've got big, heavy doors and everything, but it's loud. It's very, very loud, but it only lasted a minute or so, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right, Buck, what can you even say about the news of yesterday? You might have heard me. I could hardly to get through the story when you think about what the Ellinger family has been through already and now what they're going to deal with.
You know,
after the news of yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, as we get ready to have some fun with your mama jokes and stuff, no mother should ever have to. You know, and so many have done it. You know, they do it in war where you have to bury your son, or that knock is at the door, and you know exactly what it is when you see certain soldiers, you know, certain military people come to your door. You know what's going on if your son is or daughter has gone off to war, but it's still hard. My mother buried my brother, and that was so hard on her. Over the last 8 years, you know, Sam Ellinger's mom has had to do that with her husband, lost, and he was young, and then to lose her son. This is a tremendous stress at this time. So just, I don't know enough about it, and I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to go from hearsay or anything else, but prayers out to that family. It's a strong family that will survive. They survived a lot, and prayers to her, because this is something that no mother should ever have to face. But as I said, so many mothers have, and she will do and go on and survive, and her family will survive around her.
Yeah, indescribable, the grief that she'll go through now. I mean, burying a husband at a young age, out of a, you know, and the father of her children,
right,
totally out of the blue. You know, we've all heard the story now, but Ross Ellinger had a heart attack while competing in a triathlon. I mean, he was in great shape as you could be, and, you know, running the Alcatraz triathlon in San Francisco and dove in the water and suffered a heart attack. That's grief enough, and to have to explain that to your children. And then now this, obviously, not even sure how to put that into words. And what I was told yesterday is she was not even in town. So they were trying to find her and get word to her and hope that she didn't hear the news.
I got to believe that Sam was in Indianapolis.
Was in Indianapolis and had to hightail it back. And, you know, the younger daughter, there are three Ellingers. She was here by herself, when the news came down. And I know the Texas community and the Westlake community rushed to be with her when she was, you know, her parent mom was on the road, and so was Sam. And I believe Todd Dodge, the head coach at Westlake, who has had one heck of a run here, was over there to take care of it and be with her. So, and others, and many, many others. But, I mean, obviously the news will come out, and the story of how a young, healthy 20-year-old loses his life out of the blue. Because the vision that keeps popping in my head, Buck, is on Saturday afternoon when he was drafted in the sixth round by the Colts. I mean, the whole family embracing and listening to the phone call together. I mean, that from the highest of highs to that, you know.
Yeah, it's, as I said, it's just like, once again, I don't want to guess. I know everybody will be guessing. Everybody will hear stories and different things like that. When somebody dies, I'd like to just come to the conclusion.
Sure.
Somebody will to let us know exactly what happened before it's all said and done. But once again, to his sister and his other brother and his mom, those are things that they have faced it once before. But nothing for a mother to face this with their son or daughter. It's just it's to lose a husband is hard. To lose a child is heartbreaking. And once again, our prayers go out to her. She's got an awful lot of strength. She's had that over the last 8 years. And she'll continue to be the, as we said, the backbone of the family. That's what mom is all about. And now she still has two others that she's got to raise, because they never really grow up. They will always be her baby. So that will work. And I pray that will work. And the whole kiss him and hug him and all that stuff, we can say that a million times, but we tend to just go out the door and say bye, we'll see you later. But you never know. You never know if you'll see that person later. So maybe we should just continue to always say that. Make sure you say goodbye, because you don't know if it's the last goodbye.
You never do. You never do.
No.
And then you don't get a chance to, if it is indeed. You know what I mean? If you didn't do it the way you wanted. But either way, love your family. Tell them you love them. And we will certainly be there for the Ellinger family moving forward. And we'll report the story as it happens and as it comes. But they're going to need a lot of support as this gets going. So we'll keep you posted as it comes. But then also the outpouring from the college football community yesterday, pretty remarkable. Baker Mayfield with a really heartfelt tweet from Cleveland, and obviously he and Sam Ellinger have had their rivalry situation at times, and Texas OU and things of that nature, Lake Travis and Westlake. But obviously all that comes down in the wake of something like this. And Spencer Rattler, the current Oklahoma quarterback, had a tweet. Obviously, everyone's issuing statements, and all the way up to Jim Irsay, the owner of the Colts, for their heartfelt condolences. So thoughts and prayers to that family, and we will report the story as it happens. That's the very latest as it comes. But it's hard to put words on that conversation and what that family will go through in the coming days and weeks, and certainly we'll be there for them. Buck, the...
One thing you will never know. If it's not ever happened to you, you'll never know. So you... Be careful of your words and your hearts, because you may think you feel a certain way, but you'll never feel that feeling unless it actually happens to you. I've been around it, so it is. It's Totally different. It's all the things that people will say. They appreciate it, but the numbness of it is incredible. It is. It's numbing. And by the way, we've been numb for about a year or so here. You know, not that kind of numb. And some of us have, because some of us, we've lost people. But that numbness of losing something like that and somebody that you'll never, ever see again, it's tough to bear.
Yeah, it's unimaginable. It really is.
Yeah, just pray, man. God, there's people go places for special reasons. You know what I'm saying? People, and just keep your prayers going. Keep your prayers going for your family, other families, and there's a plan. So
there is. You have to trust in that and move through. But again, I just keep thinking about the embrace of that family on draft day, and who could have imagined that only a few short days later, their world would change completely. And you know, of all the tributes, one that was most interesting to me was DeMarvion Overshown. The teammate of Jake Ellinger, who's a linebacker at Texas, he took to social media to tell the story of Jake, which was really, you know, emotional. But he was saying, you know, people don't, they know Sam, they know him as Sam's little brother, right? Everybody at Texas knows him as Sam's little brother. And he said, you know, don't think Jake didn't come to Texas knowing that. Then he was coming here to play with his brother for the first time and be a part of that. But he could have gone to Brown or Penn. Incarnate Word offered him a scholarship to come play football. But like his brother, he wanted to come play at Texas, and he was a walk-on. But, he, you know, DeMarvion told the story that, you know, Jake always knew that he would play in his brother's shadow. That was just going to be what that was going to be. But he embraced it, and he was the most positive guy in the locker, in the linebacker room every day. And as Steve Sarkisian described it, everything you would want in a student-athlete. So very, very sad news this morning, and the tributes will continue to roll forward, and we'll read them to you as they come. But rough Friday, for sure. But we will lighten the mood with the Yo Mama jokes to have some fun. Yeah. That's an annual rite of passage here on the Horn. We've got to do it. Let you make everybody laugh, make us laugh, and we'll have a winner. Can you run down what the prizes are? This is pretty incredible. You might want to go digging for some good Yo Mama jokes.
I got to go get all this stuff. And I just started gathering stuff even more. You know, it's from my good friends over at Ariat Boots, who have become a big part of the Mullen Openers. A pair of boots valued at about $250.
For Yo Mama joke?
Yeah, for that's number one. That's a part of it. And of course, Travis Tindall, your good buddy Travis Tindall, has put down a $100 gift card. Gift cards, $50 from 7-Eleven. Austin FC gear, two shirts, two hats. Mighty Fine Burgers has thrown in another $50 gift certificate there. Second place right now, Ariat jacket. It's a beautiful jacket. It's the one I wore during the big freeze, as a matter of fact, $125 jacket, 7-Eleven with a $50 gift card, golfer tour at Valor Creek, along with a
case. Golfer first place?
That's second place.
Second place, okay.
Yeah. And then case of Titleist golf balls, two more gift cards for $50, and it will go on and on. By the time it gets here, it'll probably be about $1,000 first and second prize together.
Nice.
So you've got to impress. You are here to impress, like you always have done, and the text line is awesome, so that's another one of those ones we get it from, and you'll hear us chuckle from time to time throughout this morning at some of the good ones that come out. But there are some new ones out there. And speaking of the family, and I just thought of, it was in the paper today about movies that you sat around and gathered the family to watch. There's been so many great movies, and of course, I'm the classic guy, but mine's always was The Wizard of Oz. I think it's 1939 with The Wizard of Oz. That's always been the one that I have always loved to sit and try to get my kids as they were growing up to sit and watch with me. Yeah, that was that one. And guess what? E.T. Now, there have been some, you know, you're a Pixar guy, so you probably don't even think about The Wizard of Oz or E.T. You must have had something that you guys sat there with your kids and said, let's sit here as a family and check this out.
Yeah, we do. We do have family movie now. I'm trying to remember the last time we did it. Our kids are 19, 20, and 22. I'm trying to think the last time we... It was during COVID. I know. I'm trying to remember. I think it might have. This is going to sound horrible. Let me think. Not horrible, but I think.
Yeah. But you're a Pixar guy. You grew up.
Well, yeah. My kids grew up. They own all those movies. I mean, all the Toy Stories and the Incredibles and all those things. But literally, we sat and watched the Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
No.
Because our kids are old enough now. They're, I mean, they hadn't seen it before. Of course, it was way before their time. So I'm like, you guys got to watch this. It's great. And Spicoli and all the guys,
I'll be.
A little off the nose. But yeah, that was, you know, families just did, you know, them seeing a movie that we enjoyed when we were their age. You know, it was one of those kind of deals.
Yeah, big family laugh.
Yeah, big family laugh. Oh. They laughed. It held up. And we do that. You know, Ferris Bueller and those movies we grew up with that they didn't see. We try to do that. But yeah, we grew up watching all the Toy Stories.
Somebody says Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Ooh.
There's another good one.
Yeah, E.T. was one. Classic. That was E.T.'s another example. Dan gave us that. You just said that. When we showing kids the movies you loved when you were a kid.
Yeah.
When they get old enough to see them, the kind of the age you were at, since all our kids are roughly in the same ballpark, 4 or 5 years apart. So we used to do that. E.T. was a good one. The ones that hold up, right? The Spielberg flicks.
Absolutely,
and
man.
And that's what's great about the Pixar films is they'll be 25 years from now, you'll be watching those with your grandkids. There's no doubt.
Yeah, so that brings that full circle to me because I never watched them. Remember,
yeah.
I have never seen any Toy Stories.
And you'll watch those.
I don't know
and
about
go,
Woody. I don't know about any of that stuff.
Yeah, and you'll come back and go, holy cow, he's right. These are really good.
Yeah.
Because they are funny. They're well written and well done. And, you know, they'll jerk a tear out of you at times and make you laugh. And that's all the things you want in a good family film. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. So we'll take those. Could you ever imagine the Chicago Bears not playing at Soldier Field? We'll get you details on that. Also, well, I guess we got to get the latest on the Aaron Rodgers soap opera. That's a day-by-day conversation.
Albert Pujols?
For
real?
And, you know, it's funny. I was watching a little Sports Center last night with Scott Van Pelt, and he did something on there. They did something at the start of their show that I was going to do. Because I've thought about this and looked at it before. You know, Willie Mays' birthday was yesterday?
Yes.
And when you see the side-by-side comparison of Willie Mays and Albert Pujols' career numbers, it is shocking how close they are. Because, I mean, I think most would consider those two players, and people would argue, but among the top two to three right-handed hitters of all time. When you start ranking, I mean, the greatest hitter of all time is left-handed Babe Ruth, right? I mean, he was the best player ever. And then there are switch hitters, and there's lefties. But for right-handed hitters, I don't know that it gets much better than Willie Mays, who turned 90 yesterday. Happy birthday to Willie. The oldest living Hall of Famer. Did you know that? He's the oldest guy in the Baseball Hall of Fame that's still with us. And Albert Pujols, and look, I just said
Willie Mays the other day.
He was a part of a fact of the day. Remember Brandon Belt?
Right.
Brandon Belt of the Giants had hit a home run in both first innings of a doubleheader, and the only other Giant in San Francisco to ever do that was Willie Mays. But those two players. Now, if you're a Houston Astro fan, the name Albert Pujols is like, it brings like visceral torment to you because he has tormented the Astros forever. But you know, the Angels signed into that 10-year contract. You know, Artie Moreno, the owner, was wanting to sell some tickets, and he was past his best years in St. Louis, where he won three MVPs and was just unbelievable. He put up some good years there in LA, but now this is the 10th year.
Nothing like he put up with the Cardinals, though. Not even close.
But he's got 667 career home runs. He is. We'll run through some of those Willie Mays, Albert Pujols numbers because they're striking how similar their careers were. Obviously, Albert Pujols, first baseman, DH type. Willie Mays, one of the greatest outfielders of all time. So, but as far as right-handed hitters go, hard to find two better than these two guys. Your guy Alex Rodriguez will be in that conversation too when you start looking at all-time numbers.
The Saint.
Alex A-Rod's in there. But we will take your thoughts. We'll talk Albert Pujols and why the Angels probably had to go ahead and let him go. We will also get to the Yo Mama jokes. And we come back.
Yeah.
If you want to give us an early one, we would expect most of the early ones to be on the text line. But if you want to phone in, we can take them kind of in a rapid fire style. 447-3776. You just heard Bucky run down the prize pack and things you can win. We're going to pick one winner from each bottom of the hour. So 6, 7, 8, 9. And then we'll have four to give away by the end of the show at 10 o'clock. Four finalists. And one of them will win, or two of them are going to win those incredible prize packs.
Absolutely.
So, 447-3776. Bring those. Also on the Specs text line, that's 337-3776. Yo Mama Joke Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, give your mother a kiss and I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
You know you love the weekend.
Your mother was a hamster.
It's Mother's Day and you're ruining it.
Tie your mother down. Tie your mother down.
Hey, this Sunday's Mother's Day. Now, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift yet, can't go wrong with a gallon of gasoline, huh? It's a little pricey, but hey, you only got one mom, you know?
Don't talk dirty. What does mama say about little boys who talk dirty?
Tie your mother down. Tie your mother down. Don't you upset your nose. I don't need it.
That's right. It is Mother's Day.
Calm down, mama's boy.
Mama's boy?
That's
We're
me.
All mama's boys.
I'm a mama's boy. The oldest boy. I'm a mama's boy.
All right, Buck, it is the annual rite of passage on B&E, the Mother's Day Yo Mama Joke Friday. into the Mother's Day weekend. It's all in fun. It's because your late mother loved a good mama joke.
Yes, she did.
Like belly laugh.
No, like, yeah, like, I'd go in another room. Because she went out, didn't want to let me notice that she really, really liked it. She'd walk in another room, just hear her laughing about it.
Giggling. Oh, well, she had eight kids, right? Your mother think that she was.
A lot
eight
of jokes.
Children.
She could take it. Believe me, she could take a joke.
She had to have thick skin.
Yes, and then, absolutely.
Enjoy laughing at things that are funny.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's read some texts and Yo Mama joke for the prize
good.
Pack.
There's some good ones. This first one is something to eat down below there.
It says, Yo Mama is so ugly. She's like a pinata. You have to be drunk and blindfolded to hit it.
That's not even, I don't want to say that's funny. That's just mean.
You need to be writing down your favorites over there.
I am. I'm good, man.
Here we go. Your mama. Oh, I always like your mama's so dumb. Your mama's so dumb, she'll sit on the TV and watch the couch.
All right. That's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Not a bad one.
Okay. All right. A couple more on the text line, though. We've got some phone calls. People want to deliver it themselves, which could be the winning formula. Yo mama is so fat, she lays around the house. She lays around the house.
I mean, she lays around the house. That's a good one. That is a good one. Here's one for, I always have to start out with one for OU Mark and Little Kev. Hey, both of you, your mama's so fat, I took a picture of her at Christmas, and it's still developing.
Pixelating?
It's pixelating right now. There you go. That's for Little Kev and OU Mark. I had to get that. I always had to get that one in on those two dudes, for sure.
Your mama likes 7-Eleven, always open, and everyone gets a Slurpee.
Oh no! See, there we go. It's starting to get rude and starting to get ugly in a hurry here.
All right, let's go to the lines. Who do we have on the line? Who's this?
Hey, what's up, players? It's Adam.
Player, what's going on?
What's up, man?
All right, your mama's so black, when she jumps into the hot bath, it turns into coffee.
Oh!
So mean, man. Player.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, player.
Player. All right. Who do we have here? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What you got?
Hey, your mom is so dumb that she thought menopause was a button on the remote.
Oh, okay.
We're off to a good start.
Kind of my favorite. That's off to a good start.
I thought we'd
have
to warm up a little. You know what I mean? I thought we'd have to warm up and
go
6 o'clock hour be a little slower than the 9.
Oh, boy.
All right.
That's good right there.
Who's up on the phone line here? Who's this?
This is King, baby. I ain't called in a minute. But your mama's so fat, she has to iron her clothes in the driveway.
Thank you, King. Appreciate it. It's good to hear from you, too, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy Mother's Day to your mom, guy.
Got pinatas, bathtubs.
Wow. Menopause buttons. That's so far right now. It's hitting me early.
Yeah.
Out of the box. That's a good one. Thank you, all. Thank you very much.
That's good. I like the 7-Eleven one, too, because I had not heard that before. That's
I have not heard
good.
That one
Slurpee
either.
And I like the pinata.
Yeah. They're coming in.
Yeah.
They're coming in. Keep them coming. Keeping coming.
I got to read you this one, Buck, because you said your mama was always a fan of the Your Mama So Skinny joke.
Yes, yes.
Because your mother was very skinny.
Yep.
It says, your mama's so skinny, she's a carpenter's dream, flat as a board, and easy to screw.
That's an old one, too. That's an old one, but a goodie.
That's from Mr. Carolina.
Thank you, Mr. Carolina.
All right, one more on the phone line on a Yo Mama joke Friday. What do you got, my friend? Good morning.
How are you? Oh, good, man. Go ahead.
Hello, this is Daniel.
Daniel, go for it, buddy.
Go, Dan.
Okay, hey, yeah, your mom is so ugly, they could use her face as a mold to make gorilla cookies.
That's an old one, but a goodie. That one always comes. That's what Fred Sanford used to say about Esther. That's exactly what he used to say. I remember where some of those come from.
That was from Esther?
Yeah, Sanford. Fred Sanford used to say that about Esther.
And that's probably one of the derivations for your mom's love of Yo Mama jokes,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Fred Sanford and Sanford and Son?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. This year says, your mama's so ugly, your daddy cries before, during, and after intimate sessions.
All right, you guys are on fire early. Appreciate that.
Oh, we need that
right
today.
Now, at this early stage, the menopause one is just, that was a shocker early. That's a good one. Appreciate that.
Oh, Oh, no, this is a football-related one. Your mama's so skinny, she was standing on the sidelines of the football game, and they used her to measure the fourth and inches.
Oh, dude. Appreciate that one.
Creativity.
Good job, guys.
All right.
Guys and gals, oh, this would be great.
Oh, my gosh, the world's strongest man and wrestling legend, Mark Henry. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, man, I since Bucky like your mama's so skinny jokes, I figured I'd call in and give him a classic.
Okay.
He's like, your mama's so skinny that she took a shower and got her ankle caught in the drain.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Have a great day, man.
Oh, we'll catch up to Mark soon. That's hilarious. That is hilarious. Check out his podcast, too,
which for sure,
is
man.
World famous, like he is. That's too good. All right, so your mama's like a fire hydrant at every corner.
That's not nice.
Zay, what do you think, man? This is Isaiah Collier's first.
That's not nice.
Yo Mama Joke Friday, because last year we didn't do it.
Wow.
Yeah, we got some ignorant people out here, and I love it. You not love ignorant, ignorant
people out there, for
you know,
sure.
It's been scientifically proven over and over again that laughter is the best medicine. Isn't that the thing? But it's absolutely true. I mean, when you get a good belly laugh going, and
it does something to you.
It releases all kinds of good things.
Absolutely. For the rest of the day, I'm going to be thinking about this. So
yeah, that's why we do it. And it's all in love of our mothers.
Somebody's got to get rid of the menopause one right now, because it is early, and that's the leader in the clubhouse.
I do remember back in the day, people would call and they would say, hey, Bucky. And they would always put it to you, and people would get offended sometimes. You'd be like, oh, man.
Hey, stop it. We started doing this early, and I thought it was going to be like nice things, and then it started getting, you know, your mom's on every corner.
Oh.
Your mama's so black. I mean, it started
Slurpees.
Getting rude. Slurpees.
Let's do one more on the call line.
All right.
And remember, the phone call line is 447-3776. The text line is just one number off, 337-3776. Who do we have? Good morning.
Yeah, this is Joe, fan. Yeah, hey, your mama's so ugly, I went to Sharp Vision and told him to take my eyes out.
No, man, that's wrong.
Drop
the mic, and that is absolutely so bad right there.
Yeah, you even tied in a sponsor.
Oh, my goodness.
That's well done. That's well done. And one more on
asking to take my eyes out. Oh, come on, man. We got to do 4 hours of this. Stop.
No, that's why we're doing it in segments. Oh. One segment per hour. That's it. We won't do it all morning. Less is more sometimes, or all the time.
Hey, you, Mark.
But let me say this. Having been
your mama's so stupid, I put 2 quarters in her ears, and she thought she was listening to 50 Cent. Oh, I'm on fire, too. Don't you think
you're
I can't
fire?
Fire? I tell you, I'll fire back at you. You keep it up.
Wow. Oh, man. And I, having been through the sharp, let me clean that up, because having been through the procedure, I know everybody knows they don't do that. That's not on the list.
They don't take
your eyes. They will not take your eyes
they
out.
They will not.
Because I know people will get fearful sometimes.
That, yes.
They're
going to
hurt
not,
my eyes.
No.
They don't. It's
no.
easy. They're not going to take your eyes out. Next. I almost said next blitzer. Good morning. You're up.
Go ahead, man.
Hey. Yeah. This is Peter.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, Buck, your mama is so big and so black, she took a swim in the ocean, and they mistaked her for an oil spill.
Like, dude, okay. All right. Let's take one more. Who we got?
Hey, Bucky.
Yes.
Oh, you, Mark.
Uh-oh. Hey, oh, you, Mark.
Hey, your mom is so fat, I took a picture of her last Christmas, and it's still printing.
No, that's we got that
Hold
one
on,
already.
Mark, didn't you just do that to him?
I
How
just,
does that happen?
You no.
just you just gave the shout out to Mark and Lil Kev using the same joke, and he doubled it back on you.
That's why he's OU Mark.
Damn right. Sometimes the jokes write themselves.
You can't make it. It can't get any better than that one right there. Thank you, OU Mark. Happy Mother's Day,
Mark,
your mom, buddy.
Very original. You win the first hour award for originality.
Oh, boy.
We're going with that. We appreciate it,
Mark. Do we have
Mark.
To take a break, please?
Yes, we are going to take a break.
Keep them coming.
And remember, the phone lines, we appreciate the phone callers and the texters. They're coming in so fast we can't read them all. We'll highlight the best ones. But that's our first round. Next round will be at 7:30 and then 8:30 and then 9:30. We'll have a winner before 10 o'clock this morning, a first and a second place winner in our Yo Mama joke. Friday, in honor of all the mothers out there.
Beautiful
we
moms
appreciate
out there.
No question. Coming back, let your B&E fact of the day. We will also Get to that Chicago Bears story. Is there a chance the Bears could play outside of Soldier Field? What a world-famous stadium that is. We'll get you that. Plus, the other news of the morning. First, it's Craigway.
What a drag it is getting old.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, B&A with you. Appreciate the belly laughs and the fun. We'll do that at the bottom of each hour this morning on this Friday ahead of Mother's Day. It's going to be a busy weekend. A lot going on. Top of the hour, we'll reset all those headlines, including the tragic news for the Longhorn football program, the Westlake family, and certainly the Ellinger family. So hard to believe that story from yesterday. Also, the rest of the top stories. I want to thank the folks out at the Round Rock Express. What a great night in Round Rock, Buck. I mean, it was... beautiful, a little lower humidity. There's a nice breeze.
Did you make it to the fireworks?
No. I got out there about 4:30 or 5 o'clock, which was great. It was great to be at the ballpark ahead of the crowd just to get to catch up with Reed Ryan and JJ. And
you have a hot dog? You have a dog?
No. I was just,
what? Weren't really watching the game. You were socializing. You can't have a dog when you've got to be watching the game with
the dog.
That's
one of the reasons I left, like 8:15. I was like, man, I'm hungry. And I knew I had a 45-minute drive home. So I'm
going
to go home, and I can grab something and crawl into bed. But it was just great to see all those folks. We haven't seen them, I've seen them around, but just in the ballpark, big smiles, everybody's ready to go. And, you know, Round Rock, the Express have the best staff in baseball, man. They're unbelievable. The friendly people and the ushers and the concession people. I mean, it's just awesome to see everybody back out. And it was just everybody was so excited to be back. Ball players all the way up to management. And it was fun. And our afternoon show was out there. It was just a big party. Everybody still being smart and safe. But I think they had almost 8,000 people there last night. And gosh, there were people lining up to get on the berm at 6 o'clock, to get the spot where it was going to be perfect. And so it was good.
That area is really, really growing, man, with that big monster.
Ooh, well, that's the one thing that was new for me.
There
hadn't been a game there in 600 days. We said that. So I hadn't been out to the Dell Diamond much. And that Cachada. No, that's not Cachada. It's what's it called? Gosh, is that what? What's the name of the the water park?
Please, with a C, whatever.
Yeah, I should.
Is it? It looks like a monster. I've driven past that thing, and it.
God, I was just staring at it yesterday because I was up on the third floor of the where the press box is, and you get a great view of it.
The text line will hit you here in about 2 seconds.
That new water park and
begins with a C, I believe.
Resort.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's to see. I don't even know why it's not in my head right now. But to see it from above.
Kalahari.
Yeah. Kalahari. Thank you very much.
With a K, sorry.
Yeah, Kalahari. Well, when you can get up and look at it from like with a vantage point, it is a really impressive place. And so you got that and the Dell Diamond right there. So
and there'll be more to come in that little stretch there.
Well, I've talked to a couple of people that have stayed at that Kalahari Resort. If you have kids, I've had several different people that don't know each other tell me that it's like Vegas for kids. Like
Trey took his kids.
Trey's one of them.
Yes.
Trey's one of them. He said, if you have young kids, it's like Vegas because they have the water parks off the chain.
Very surprising. He spent money on his own kids to actually go there.
Cheapskate.
Yeah, really.
Sure you didn't get a freebie?
Probably.
Worked a deal?
Yeah, worked some kind of deal out there.
Ronald Elling the first.
He told me they have special like little suites when you're near the water or something like that. You can take your family into a little area and it's yours. Then you go back out to the water. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that you're not all beached up together.
Well, that's like Vegas,
suites,
too, right? I mean, if you're in Vegas with all your boys, you want your own little cabana. You know, you can hold it down and do your thing. But, and then inside they have all kinds of great restaurants of all varieties and very Vegas-like for guys, for kids.
No, so. He said the kids, and you can take a kid there, they'll be worn out for a week once they get back home.
That's kind of the goal.
Yeah, it is the goal.
That's the goal. But, that's so cool. I mean, so that's all grown up, and it's done now. It was under construction the last time I was there. It was a good time. So that opened a 12-game homestand. So if you can't be out there tonight, they're back there tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, and Monday and Tuesday.
Think the kids pee in a pool?
You think? I think the adults do, too.
Really? Adults pee in a pool? He's saying space. He's like, what?
Isn't that what chlorine's for?
Yeah, I think so.
That's just plain nasty.
Oh, man.
Okay, they're plain nasty. But no, it's fun. And I did not make the fireworks, but I'm sure they were spectacular. They'll play again tonight. And by the way, keep in mind, if you're a minor league baseball fan, the new schedule, they have Wednesdays off every week.
Everybody,
the whole league. It's a day off. So they'll play series starting Thursday through Tuesday, and then everybody gets Wednesday off. So that's something new.
How's this Texas team going to get their series in? How are they going to win? If they win three, is it possible?
If they win three, they're going to be in first place.
How about that? You know, I'm going and thinking one at a time, but damn it, if I'm not David Pierce, you know he's thinking of three. He wants to win a championship, right?
Yeah, and I think, you know, the last time we saw Texas face some adversity, every time, I should say, this year, we've seen Texas face adversity on the baseball diamond, they've responded in a big way, right? They got swept in Arlington in those three games coming off the ice storm and played terribly. You know, half their outs were strikeouts. You could tell they weren't there with their bats and really got overpowered by the three SEC teams. But then they came back and got on a roll, right? I mean, their only midweek loss of the season came at Texas A&M when they went down to A&M and got beat 2-0. And David Pierce then challenged his team, and they went on that 16-game winning streak that led to, you know, the great start in Big 12 play.
Right.
And then, you know, this past weekend they dropped 2 out of 3 to Texas Tech, which, as we talked with Coach Pierce yesterday, that was a razor's edge. You know, if the lightning storm doesn't come on Saturday, if you were watching that game or at that game, you kind of felt like Texas had a good chance because they were down 5-3. But in the eighth inning, they had the bases loaded, and Texas Tech was running out of pitching. They'd used a lot of arms already, and it just one of those momentum. You felt like Texas was going to get a big knock and get that thing tied up, and instead, the lightning came, and any lightning within 8 miles of the stadium, they're going to shut it down.
That's right.
And so they elected, because that was the beginning of the storm, so they said, let's come back, we'll finish this game tomorrow. Well, when they came back to finish it tomorrow, Texas Tech could put their best closer on the mound, who they wouldn't have been able to use in that spot on Saturday. And, you know, who knows? Who knows that? But give Texas Tech credit. That's no excuse. Texas Tech was the better ball club for those first two games, and then Texas beat them up pretty good on game three to avoid the sweep. Point being, that's how this series is going to be. To your question, how do you win it? You got to make the little plays. You got to get the little breaks.
Every play is going to matter. How about that in this series? Every single play. Somebody said, I needed this morning. Yeah, we all kind of needed this morning. We missed it last year. There's some tragic news that happens. We all need a little uplifting, have a little fun this morning. But our prayers still sincerely go out to the Ellinger family and the UT family and college football and people all over. Hug them and love them.
I think a lot of people, even out at the Dell Diamond yesterday, it just hits you hard. You hear the news and you just, all the ramifications and that family, and can you believe it? And we just saw them all together on Saturday for the draft watch party, and we'll reset it, what we know, and then into our coaches' corner. We're going to hear from TCU head coach Jim Schlossnagel and his third-ranked Horned Frogs, David Pierce, and the Horns is the big series. We'll also get to your B&E Fact of the Day. Actually, Zay, do we have time for that now? You want to do it on the other side? Right, let's do it. Fact of the Day.
B&E Fact of the Day brought to you by Dr. S. Brent Brotzman, an orthopedic surgeon providing personalized, empathetic, and cutting-edge care to all athletes from the recreational to the elite. BrotzmanSportsMedicine.com.
All right, we'll get to the Albert Pujols facts of the day. But Albert Pujols ranks 5th on baseball's all-time home run list, 667 of the most of any player born outside of the 50 United States. He's one of 5 players born outside the U.S. He had 500 home runs. There's one other with 600. Who is that? That'll be your fact of the day. One other outside of the United States, 600 home runs.
Awesome.